This call is being recorded.
And I'm going to mute everybody. Hold on a sec. Molly, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I learned is that eclipses have at least a 6-month influence. Could be longer if you've got some things in your chart highlighting the signs that are active right now. But we've got a lot of planets like the Moon, Sun, Venus, and Jupiter, and they're all in these wonderful harmonious angles to each other. And since the Moon is in Leo, it manifests in like how you shine your light. And it's asking us to step onto the stage of our life and to explore playfulness and pleasure. And the idea I loved that she brought up was to romance your life, not just like your partner, but your life itself. Venus is conjunct the Sun, and so it's this influencing things very positively, and it's a wonderful time to rediscover love, especially self-love, and to explore beauty and add in beauty, harmony, abundance, and pleasure. So this is so dead on for the things that I've been learning about and reading about. It is the perfect excuse to nourish yourself and rediscover what's pleasurable for you, what's fun for you, what feels good, and to just really get into it. Savor it. So, you know, figure out what turns you on, not just sensually or romantically, but what turns you on emotionally or intellectually, what fires you up, what's your excitement, what is your interest, what do you want to create? It's all about expressing imagination and just doing things for the fun of it, for no other reason other than it's fun. So it's a good time to nourish your inner child stuff and dress up, go out, be generous, expansive, play. And right now, all of these planets that have been retrograde for a while, all 9 of our planets are apparently going direct. So it's a wonderful time to start something new if you've got like a business or an idea or you want to get involved in plunging into a kind of a new field. It's wonderful because you're planting seeds and you've got all this kind of impetus to work with, this kind of flow. And the other wonderful thing about this eclipse is it is all about helping us reset and clear out old emotional root patterns. Yes. It all sounds really good. Let's see. I wanted to say a few things before we get started in this guided meditation. We'll go into this meditation, and then I want to share with you something that Jason specifically wrote up about this eclipse, and then we'll go into like silence and communion together, and then I'll bring you back. I mean, you can drift off if you just want to drift off, that's fine too. So if you need to leave, it's okay. You're muted. No worries. If you fall asleep, it's all right. We get a lot of work done in our sleep, the natural realm. go ahead and place your pyramid, your Merlin stone, or any alchemy anointed on your crown or third eye or your chakra, wherever you want it to be. And we're going to just set intention to let the pyramids help us transmute any old sludgy energy and for ourselves and our group. So we are going to right now gather up in our virtual circle. And we're going to see, feel, know, visualize. And in the center of this circle is a beautiful sacred geometry symbol, the Pentacus dodecahedron. The spherical object is 3 feet in diameter, and the symbol is helping us tonight. It has a torus fountain-like energy pouring from the top and sweeping back into the bottom. Through the network of our pyramids that you've brought, it will serve to purify us in our locality, clearing us, healing us, and help bring us back to balance. Please find a comfortable position. I recommend laying down on your back. But you can sit upright too. And let your hands rest easily at your side. Close your eyes. Take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose, all the way down to your stomach. And hold the breath for just a moment. And then exhale out your mouth. Allow the breath to carry away all the stress and tension as the air floods out of your lungs. Take another slow breath in through your nose. Fill your lungs completely. Hold for a moment. And release the breath through your mouth. Into your lungs completely with your out breath. Feel that the tension in your body has begun to loosen and subside. Take a third deep breath in. Hold it for a moment. And let it go. Find a nice, easy, natural rhythm of breathing. Feel yourself relaxing more and more deeply with each breath. Bring your awareness to your feet and toes. And breathe in deeply through your nose. And as you do, curl your toes down and tense the muscles in the soles of your feet. And then release the muscles in your feet as you breathe out. Bring your awareness to your calf muscles. Breathe in deeply through your nose. And as you do, point your toes up towards your knees and tighten these muscles. And then let those muscles go limp as you exhale. Now take a deep breath in and tense the muscles in your thighs. Hold for a moment. And release all those muscles, letting them go limp and loose. Draw in a nice deep breath. Gradually tighten the muscles in your buttocks. Hold this contraction. And then release your breath. And feel the tension leaving your muscles. Feel them relax completely. Draw in a deep breath and tighten your stomach muscles. Now release your breath and let your muscles relax. Bring your awareness to the muscles in your back as you slowly breathe in, arch your back slightly, and tighten these muscles. Now release your breath and let the muscles melt and relax. Pull your shoulders up towards your ears. Squeeze these muscles as you breathe in deeply. Now breathe out completely. Let the muscles go loose and limp. Feel that heaviness in your body. Feel the support of the surface beneath you. Breathe in again. Clench your fists. And tighten all the muscles in your arms. Squeeze the muscles as you hold your breath. Now release and gently breathe all the way out. Let your arms and hands go loose and limp.
Now tighten the muscles in your face, squeezing your eyes shut, clenching your lips together. Breathe in fully. Hold for a moment. Now breathe out, relaxing all your facial muscles. Feel your face softening. Take a deep breath in and open your mouth as wide as you can. Feel your jaw muscles stretching, tightening. Now exhale and allow your mouth to gently close. And take one final deep breath in, filling your lungs completely. Hold for just a moment. Release and relax. Let all that air carry away every last molecule of tension. Can just be. Here's the eclipse message. There is you, and there is universal flow. If there is no you, small self, you are universal flow. Flowing with empty awareness, moving effortlessly and intuitively with the liquid mind, is to leave yourself open for power and wisdom to find you. This eclipse is about the reset of personality. Where before you might have personality elements to be free of, and after simply be free of them. The personality elements that must go are ones that have to do with judgment and non-acceptance of anything about yourself or the world. So identify right now anything you don't believe is perfect just as it is, and ask the coming eclipse to take the root pattern away once and for all, so that universal flow can flow in you unhindered. And I might add, allow to surface that which excites you, the things and activities that you find joy and pleasure in, and how you can shine in the world, and how you can do it also serving others, connecting deeply, and allow yourself to investigate how that feels. To see it, feel it, imagine it. Allow yourself to let go of old patterns and invite in beauty. Let's be together in silence for 15 minutes, and I will come bring you back to close our circle. Unless you want to stay in this sweet space of relaxation, it's time to come back more fully into your body. To stretch or massage your ears. Wiggle around. Just be aware of the blessing of the cosmic energies at play. Slurp up the old root patterns, so we can all feel much lighter and freer, have more space in our lives for deliciousness. So I thank you all for playing. And we'll close for now and have a beautiful week, and we'll see you next week.